Christ is our guiding light in a dark world. And when our eyes lock on him and our lives are seeking to follow him, we are able to experience him in magnificent ways. We have already learned about the power of our thoughts, and now we want to take it one step further and seek to fix our eyes on Christ. And so as we worship together in the spaces in which we find ourselves today, we encourage you to just allow Christ to permeate your thoughts and allow yourself to worship him. Let's pray together. Father, I am so tempted to focus on the things around me rather than focus on you. I know that you are my true guidance in this world and therefore deserve my complete focus. Help me to look up rather than look down and allow you to guide my every step. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made my heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to be. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. Altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. I never know how much it sinned upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, and they said,
It's a ghost!
And they cried out in fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying,
Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid.
Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.
Come.
And Peter got out of the boat. He walked on the water and he came forward to Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him,
"You of little faith, why did you doubt?"
When they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying,
"You are certainly God's Son."
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Oh yes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see you. I want
last week, we started to lay the foundation for our focus when we talked about our thoughts. Are they positive or negative? How did you make out with that this week? Paul talks seriously about the things we are thinking about and the importance of aligning our thoughts with Christ. And today, we're going to be speaking about our eyes. Because out of all the things that tend to lose focus within us, our eyes are often the things that go first. I don't know about you, but my eyes are tired eyes these days. They're weary from the ongoing Zoom meetings, the mental gymnastics, the weariness from, dare I say, pivoting, that word that probably we never want to hear ever again. So in these days, we invite you to turn your eyes, the weary eyes, upon Jesus as we worship together. And so have you been distracted? Distracted by something, maybe in a store while you were driving, at a sporting event, you know, those times when we were able to go and do all that safely, and you looked away and either ran into something by accident, had something stolen, or something happened that you did not intend. And for me, I don't have to think that far at all to come up with a list, and I'm sure you probably don't either. And if I had only stayed focused, the situation would have turned out much, much better. Today, I want us to look at a story in Scripture when one of Jesus' disciples chose to focus on him. This is ultimately where our focus should be. However, as we're going to see in this story, Peter lost focus. And so if you have your Bible with you or your app or your iPad, I would invite you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 14. And we're going to look at these verses in verses 22 to 33. And we're going to break this into different segments. And we're going to start at verse 22. Early on in this passage, we see Jesus ask the disciples to get into a boat and to cross a lake. Jesus had just finished feeding the 5,000 people. And so the disciples, being the obedient disciples that they were, did as Jesus asked them to do. Jesus was away praying, and while the disciples were in the boat, a strong storm came. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid." I believe that when it comes to focusing completely on Christ, there are things that do not have a place. And one of those things is probably an emotion that we have had completely this past year, and that's fear. You see, Jesus sought to address the immediate reaction within the disciples. A significant reason as to why they were afraid was simply due to the lack of Jesus' presence. They looked around the boat when the storm hit. They couldn't see Jesus. However, even when he appeared walking on the water, they did not think it was him. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever been in a situation where for a long time you were focused on Christ with no issues or road bumps, but then a storm hit and it got a little harder to focus on him? More difficult to see him through the storm? Sounds familiar these days, doesn't it? Think about a current storm or past storm that has been in your life. Was it difficult to see Jesus in the middle of it? Did you have any fear? You see, fear can look many different ways in the middle of a storm. For some of us, a storm causes us to focus on the past, thinking we caused it ourselves. For others, a storm causes us to focus on the future, not knowing if we'll even have one. And for Peter and the rest of the disciples, the storm caused anxiety and fear in the present moment, not knowing what they would do to respond. And so when faced with the storm, it is important to have made our decision before we are faced with the situation. Much of the anxiety and fear caused in this storm in Matthew 14 was due to the disciples not knowing how they would respond when it came. We have to make the conscious decision to say, if and when a storm comes in my life, I already know I will choose to focus on Christ, regardless of the pain it causes me. However, you can see, even after we move past the initial fear, the next thing in our path that seeks to steal our focus are the many distractions in our lives. In Peter and the disciples' situation, the storm itself acted as a distraction. It caused them to lose focus. Look at verses 29 and 30. There are many different distractions that we face in our day-to-day lives. Because the truth is, whenever the devil cannot destroy, he will distract. And even a few chapters earlier in Matthew 4, the devil used the very tactics on Jesus himself. Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11. Satan knew he was not able to destroy the Son of God, so he had to try to distract him. Especially with his final temptation in verse 9, he says to Jesus, after showing him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, "I will give it to you if you will kneel down and worship me." And the devil was trying to prevent what we see happen right before we learn about the storm in Matthew 14. The Bible says Jesus went to pray to the Father. There are numerous occasions where this takes place throughout Jesus' ministry. And just as Jesus' focus was on his Heavenly Father, he was trying to get the disciples, as well as we who are here today, to focus on Jesus. The question that we ask this morning is, how has the devil been distracting you recently? It's very personal. For Peter, the distractions were the wind and the waves. He already displayed faith in Christ to get out of the boat and start walking, but then he lost focus. Some of us are here today, are living life like Peter, but some of us are still stuck in the boat. What is keeping us there? Is it affair of some kind? Is it a matter of not wanting to be rejected for doing something contrary to culture? Peter understood Jesus had the power to sustain him. If only he would choose to get out of the boat and start walking. So he did. Then the distractions came because Peter looked to his left. Peter looked to his right, rather than straight ahead where Jesus was. So for some of us, the wind and the waves in our lives are an unhealthy relationship. For others, it's a website that we keep going to, trying to find temporary satisfaction. However, in reality, it is distracting us from our true source. We end up sinking, just as Peter did, because where our eyes go, the rest of us soon follow. The Bible says that Peter sinks and calls for Jesus' help to save him, Matthew 14 and 31. And then after pulling him up from the water, Jesus calls out the third reason why we may find ourselves losing focus on Christ. And that's doubt. You see, Peter had faith initially when he stepped out of the boat, started walking on the water, but then he realized what he was actually doing and in the middle of the storm, and he started to doubt. He was questioning whether or not Jesus could actually be his sustenance in the storm. Maybe today you are listening and you have these same questions and doubts. God, are you really in the middle of all this? Are you really here with me as I sit on my couch this morning? It feels like I'm being tossed by the wind and waves, that I'm distracted by the trouble I see all around me, and it's leading to fear and doubt in my mind. Long, long before Jesus comes into the scene in the New Testament, the Bible promises God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. In Peter's scenario, Jesus was close to him, but Peter only noticed the waves and wind around him. I wonder if we lose our focus on Christ simply because we are convinced by our situation that he is nowhere to be found. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, I believe Jesus Christ is closer to you than you may realize. You have surrendered your life to Christ. The Holy Spirit is within you right now. And if you haven't done that, I want to give you an opportunity to do so right now. You see, today we've journeyed through the story of Peter and the 12 disciples caught in the storm. And a crucial part of this story is when Peter decides to take that step of faith, one that he took amidst fear, doubt, distraction, and opinions all around him. Peter knew that the only way to Jesus was stepping out of the boat. The world wants you and I to be comfortable, to learn to focus on earthly pleasures. But today I believe God wants to give you and I something eternal, something only he can give. Jesus Christ was placed on a cross to die. He was placed in a grave only to be raised from the dead 3 days later, so that you and I could be free and have the opportunity to be closer to him than ever before. We invite you just now to accept this gift as a gift of salvation to you into your life today. Pray this prayer with me today. Dear God, thank you for coming to this earth to be my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for allowing your Son Jesus to die on the cross so that I can become a transformed person, so that I can think positive thoughts, so that I can be different. I pray, dear God, right now, that you will forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of the things that are unlike you. Forgive me of the times when I think wrongly. And help me, dear God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to live a new life, and to claim that power for myself. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And so if you've prayed that prayer with me today, I invite you to reach out to us and share how you have experienced the gift of salvation and God's love in your life as a reality for yourself.
In the light.